nothing but love being loved in the studio here. Well, congratulations. You must be happy with that one.
Really happy with that
one. Come on, that's good, isn't it?
Really? The Daily Mail said that one was better than Sit Down.
Well, let me tell you this. News just in. James,
never
news just
believe
in.
The Daily Mail.
James... Maybe the price.
I'm with
the
you.
The cover price. Now, James is currently the highest-selling artist album on iTunes, on the album chart right now, at number two, being kept off the top spot by... Now, that's what I call Music 93. Which is a real pain in the bum, isn't it? It's got to be said.
There's always somebody.
But you might be on that, so I suppose you qualify in some way.
Does Jeremy play piano? Jeremy Irons was
hang
here.
Hang on a minute, I've not finished my James breaking news
sorry,
yet.
Sorry, but it was doing all his
I know,
piano
hang on a minute. Right now, and let me tell you, your new album is the third highest album on Amazon at number five behind Adele and Coldplay. So well done.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Congratulations.
Woo! Thank you.
Which is good news, isn't
this
it?
This is our 34th year. That's not bad
well
going,
done.
Is it?
People used to compare you to the Smiths, but you were around before the Smiths, weren't you?
We were indeed.
Let's scotch that myth right now.
Yes, we influenced them.
Did you?
No.
Did you support the Smiths?
We did. They took us on tour. They were fantastic and beautiful and looked after us.
And the Manchester scene then, just take us to, just remind people of how exciting it was around that time.
It was great. It was surly and difficult and awkward, and all the bands supported each other. The Fall took us on tour, New Order took us on tour. We took the Mondays on tour, the Inspiral Carpets and Stone Roses played with us. And it was kind of like... a competition, but people looked after each other. It's great.
The Fall, they were a bit of fun. I saw you supporting The Fall.
You didn't?
Yeah, I did in Manchester at that venue that had the suspended dance floor, the bouncy dance floor.
Holy cow.
It wasn't the Ritz, it was around the corner from the Ritz, just by the corner house opposite the train station.
I bet we were terrible.
No, you weren't. You were amazing.
We used to get terrified on stage. We used to, like, the guitar player would turn to us and go, "I think we better leave now." And we'd play two songs. And I'd be going, "No, no, it's okay. I think we're going all right.
I think we better leave now."
Yeah, yeah.
That's hardly rock and roll, is it?
No, it's kind of lack of confidence.
So now that's what I'll call Music 93 is keeping you off the top slot. But of course, Chesney Hawkes kept you from number one with Sit Down.
He did.
Didn't he?
Yes.
Can we bring Chesney in now? He's here with us this morning, please. No, I'm joking.
Disappointed.
He was very sweet about it.
At Top of the Pops, he came into our dressing room. Do you remember? And he came in and he said, "I just want to make a massive apology. I love your song. I wish I'd written it. And I'm so, so sorry that I'm going to keep you off number one." It was very humble of him.
He was very sweet.
I hit him.
You terrible man, you terrible, terrible man.
Hello, Mia. I have a story. You won't remember. We did a festival with you a couple of years ago in Ireland, and my 7-year-old daughter, Mia, at the time, went into your dressing room while you were on stage. You were a bit worse for wear, I think. And afterwards, and Mia got into your makeup bag and appeared like
looking.
Some weird kind of, yeah, like thing with all your makeup on. And then,
like
and
I
then
do
you
it
showed
every day,
her, and then you showed her
like
how to do it properly.
Thing.
And when I said, "We're going to be on the show," she went, "Oh, she's my best friend ever."
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad I was nice to her because it would have been a horrible
nice.
Story.
You're always nice to everyone.
Rummaging around in your bag.
I've never seen you not be anything but nice to everyone. But let's talk about Jeremy's air piano. Yeah, Jeremy, oh, very good. Very good air piano, Jeremy.
I can do air piano. Yeah, it's like Tony Blair can do air guitar.
And do you play at all?
Do I play? I play very badly. I play a lot of things very badly. I play a bit of guitar, violin. That's why I love these guys, because it's all... And,
it's all very good.
Yeah. No, they're very good. And I sit at the back. In Ireland, I play a lot of fiddle in sessions, but I sit right at the back.
Hang on. In Ireland, do you play a lot of fiddle in sessions? Just take us through that statement.
Well, you know, we play down the pub. And but Baltimore, for instance, there's a fantastic fiddle fair, and if you've never been to that, you
a
must
fiddle
go.
Fiddle fair?
Yeah, in May.
Why have we not been to a fiddle fair?
You have to go. It's a great place to do your show from. In fact,
let's go. It's done.
Baltimore, West Cork, and the best fiddlers from the world, from Appalachian, Swedish, Irish, and they're there playing there. It's extraordinary. It's a 5-day festival.
Is that where your heart truly lies?
I think it is. I feel all the skins come off me when I get to Ireland, and I just because they only like me because I ride horses with them, because I sail boats, because I sing with them. They don't give a monkeys that I'm apparently famous.
No, because everybody in the island's a star anyway, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. So right. I'm very happy there.
Okay. Have we got any travel coming in? Okay, we'll have some travel. We'll